All right, Jabose, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off with Parikutes. Beber Chelke HaChasidus. So writes the Ramchal, Chelke HaChasidus HaRashim Shloshim. There are three primary parts to the Mida of Chasidus. What are they? Harishon B'maisa. So really what he's saying over here is there are three different areas in which the concept of Chasidus manifests itself. So the first, of course, is in ma'aseh in action. Hasheni ba'ofen ha'asiya, in how we perform. In how we perform our actions. I mean, the first level, well, obviously we'll explain each of these, is in action. Second is in the way in which we perform action. Hashlishi be'kavona, and the third is with intent. So let's analyze this. And even in the first category of chasidus in maisa in action, could also be divided into two parts. Ha'echad b'ma shebein adam l'makom, ha'sheni b'ma shebein adam l'chavero. Fine. So the first area, of course, again, is bein adam l'makom, between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second is bein adam l'chavero. So ha'chilek harishon sheberishon, who b'ma'aseh shebein adam l'makom v'inyano. So let's analyze this first area. The first category of chasidus in action, b'ma'aseh, but specifically bein adam l'makom. What does this mean? V'inyano. Kiyum kol ha-mitzvos b'chol ha-dikdukim shebahem ad makom shiyad ha-adam magas. This refers ultimately again to the performance of all mitzvos with all of their details, to the best of one's ability. So we'll say so again. So chasidus, the first section, or the first category of chasidus, is chasidus in action. Remember, just to go over our definition, the concept of chasidus means that I'm not just going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's absolutely necessary in order to get by and discharge my obligations, but once I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, because mitzvos represent, again, how an expression of how to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so chasidus represents this idea that I'm not just going to do, once I know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, so I'm going to look for additional ways in which I can go ahead and express that love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Ramchal, so the first category is the expression of chasidus through action in my actions being adam l'chavero. So what does this mean? So again, v'inyano, sachilek harishon, I'm sorry, v'inyano, kiyum kol ha-mitzvos b'chol dikdukim shebahen, ad makom shiyad adam agas, it means the performance of all mitzvos, b'chol dikdukim, with all of their details, and you know, in the footnote, in number two, he says, dahenu kiyumim b'chol prote ha-hidurim ha-efshariyim. So it means the performance of mitzvos, with all of the hidur, with all of the beauty, in all of the different ways in which are possible. He says, Ve'elahim shekarm chacham zichron levracha shiyari mitzvah. And I will say, says Ramchal, this is what the chachamim refer to as shiyari mitzvah. Shiyari mitzvah means the additional parts of the mitzvah. Va'omru, we'll define what that means in just a moment. Shiyari mitzvah ma'akvim es haparanus. And again, Chazal say, Mesech Suki, he quotes, that shiyari mitzvah, it's these additional parts of the mitzvah that ultimately go ahead and prevent one from getting oneself into trouble. Now, what does this mean? He says, ki af api sheguf ha-mitzvah nishlam zulasam. And I will say, now remember, it's clear a person could go ahead and fulfill a mitzvah even without engaging in the shiyari mitzvah. Now, as I will say, take a mitzvah. So every single mitzvah has what we would call two distinct parts to it. The first is what we'll call the ikrei mitzvah, meaning there are certain things I need to do in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So on a very simple level, so I have a lulav and esrog. So by definition, in order for me to be yotzei the mitzvah, so my lulav has to conform to a particular shear. My esrog must conform to a particular shear. If those shiurim, if those measurements or those amounts are not present, then l'maisa, again, the cheftza, the object itself, is simply not valid for the performance of the mitzvah. That's one level. He says, ki apa pisha gofa mitzvah nishlam zulasam, ukvar yotza bazei dechavasa. So remember, again, you have a mitzvah. There are certain things that need to be in place in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Hine ze l'chol amon Yisrael. So that's true. So we'll say, so most people, thank you. So most people go ahead and simply will get by with fulfillment of the most basic details. Acha chasidim Ein lohem ela laharbos bahashlamasam. Below the ma'it kohen klal. So we'll say, what's the difference between, we spoke about this yesterday, difference between the chassid and the regular Jew. So the regular Jew will fulfill the mitzvot also, and he will fulfill the technical details. The chassid will realize that there are additional dimensions of hiddur. There are additional dimensions of beauty. There are additional dimensions of performance. Now, are those additional dimensions necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah? The answer is no. I can fulfill the mitzvah even without the additional dimensions. But it's those additional dimensions in which I'm able to express a true love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need these additional dimensions to be Yotzei the Iker mitzvah, but at the same time, it's these additional dimensions that it's going above and beyond that represent this hiddur, what he calls this shiyare mitzvah, these additional parts of the mitzvah, and that's called chasidus. He says again, all right, so let's go on. Hachelik Hashem, so that's category one. So category one, the first level of expression of chasidus is in action, specifically bein adam lemakom. Things that I don't have to do, but things ultimately, again, that I want to do, and that because they are an expression of love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Hachelik Hashem and Shibarishon, we'll say second category. So really this is category 1B. So category one is expression of chasidus in the realm of action. Category 1A is bin adon lemakom. Category 1B is bin adon lechavero. So what does this mean? Be'inyano, godol ha'atava sheyihya ha'adam li'olam meitiv lebrios v'lo meira lahem. So we'll say what this means is that a person should always go out of his way to somehow do good and to benefit others and not to chas v'shalom adversely affect them. If you look, if you're using the red edition, if you look in the footnote number 7, v'lo meira lahem, mishtadal shalom yetzi afilu b'shkaga o shalom miskavim shum ra v'nezek mitachas yadar. We'll say this is a level where a person actively strives to make sure that nothing negative, whether intentionally or unintentionally, comes as a result of my actions. So he goes on. He says, "V'zeh beguf b'mamon u'benefesh." And Rabbi said this refers ultimately again, physically, financially, and spiritually. So remember, so category 1B is now going out of my way to do good for others. This is the bin adam lechavero, to do good for others, and to chas v'shalom avoid any possibility that something I do may adversely impact another person. And this applies on three different levels. This applies ultimately, again, physically, financially, spiritually. So we'll say, again, remember, I can't stress enough, all of this is happening under the rubric, under the tent, the umbrella of chasidus. And what chasidus essentially means is, once I know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me, so I'm not just simply going to go ahead and get by or do the basic minimum, but I'm going to try to push myself to do even more after I know already that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. So now let's analyze these three different levels. What does it mean, Baguf? What does it mean that I want to make sure not to adversely impact another person physically, or that I want to go out of my way to do good physically for another? We'll say, I want to go out of my way to help every person to the best of my ability and to lighten the load from on them. If you look at footnote number 9, so what I say, if I have the ability to lighten someone else's load, that's what I want to do. So this is interesting. And this, see, the way that I'm chalim understands no se ba'olim chavero, but we normally understand no se ba'olim chavero to mean empathy. That you should be an empathic individual. That Ramchal actually says, it's not just empathy, it's an active mandate to go ahead and try to lighten the load of another. If I see that a person is struggling with certain things, and I have the ability just to lighten that load a little bit, that's something I want to be able to do. V'magi l'chavero, eiza nezek b'gufo, v'yochal imnoa oso. And I will say, if I see that there's the possibility for certain physical damage for my friend, and I have the ability to prevent that, o lahasiro, or for that matter, to remove it, yitrach kidei la'asoso. I have to try in order to go ahead and do that. So this is important to sort. Meaning, A person could live life saying, you know, look, I'm not going to adversely and or negatively impact someone, but the truth is, you know, I'm not getting involved in other people's business. So if I see that Reuven has a problem, of course, Chas V'Shalom, I don't want to be the direct cause of that problem. But if there's a problem, the truth is, you know what, it's just not my business. And so if Reuven is struggling, and again, here he's talking about literally, he's struggling in a physical fashion, some type of physical damage to him, I could say, you know what, I'm not mixing in. I'm just simply not mixing in. I'm not Chas V'Shalom going to be the cause of it, but I'm not mixing in either. Says the Ramchal, if a person does that, are they a rasha? Are they liable? No. Person lives decides to go ahead and simply mind his own business and not get involved in the life of the other. Okay, not a rasha for that, but that's not chasidus. Chasidus ultimately, again, ben arsh, I say ben adam lechaver chasidus means if I know already that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'hatu l'reacha kamocha. Remember again, so the chasid understands that when God tells me to love the other like I love myself, what he's saying is, I want you to look out for each other. I want you to be there for each other. That's the Ratzon HaBorei. So the Chassid says, oh, what that means is, if I see a way to either prevent you from suffering physical damage or to somehow ameliorate your suffering, if you are suffering, then at the end of the day, I want to do that. Next, B'mamon, what does it mean financially? L'sayo kasher tasig yado. So we'll say financially. It means if I have the ability to financially help another. And we'll say, by the way, this doesn't even refer to tzedakah. This is even above that. If I have the ability to allow you to somehow benefit, certainly I want to be able to do that. And certainly to prevent you from suffering loss. The choshikin shi'erchiku mikol minei nizokin shi'echolim lava machmaso. Certainly I don't want to financially adversely impact you. Right? I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt you financially. Bein liyakid, bein lirabim. Whether for an individual or for a collective. Va'afidu sha'ata miyad ein hezeka matzui. Kevan shiyacha lavo lidekach. And the truth is, I don't even want to do anything that could potentially adversely impact you sometime later on. Even if right now what's happening is relatively innocuous, I don't want it to be that anything is going to happen to you down the road. So you see it in the avira, and therefore if I see that there are obstacles there that could adversely impact you, I want to remove them. This is what Chazal meant when they said, that your friend's money should be as close to you or as near to you as your own. So we'll say, so you see over here in this particular category, this idea that chasidus in the realm of mammon, of money, is not only am I not going to adversely impact you directly, but I'm going to go ahead and if I see that there's something that can potentially negatively impact you, that I want to step in and prevent that from occurring. I want to step in ultimately again and make sure that you're able to financially thrive as well. So again, so we'll stop over here for today, but just to be clear, what the Ramchal is saying is, in the realm of Chassidus, Chassidus expresses itself in different ways. The first category we looked at is, we'll call it in active Chassidus, b'maisa, in action. So the first level of action ultimately is, bein adam l'makom. That's when I do the mitzvos, it's not just enough to get by and to fulfill the details. I should look to perform them in a sense of hiddur, with a sense of beauty, with a sense ultimately of what Ramchal called shiyare mitzvah, of not just going ahead and doing the mitzvos, but ultimately going ahead and also performing the shirayim, the additional pieces. Ben adam lechavero, ultimately again on an interpersonal level. So interpersonal level again, so far perform, so when you act towards another, beguf, make sure that not only do you not physically adversely affect someone, but make sure you help them thrive with their money. It's not just enough just simply to avoid negative financial impact, but to go ahead and what? To go ahead and actively make sure that you help another thrive financially. These are the realm of chassidus. Remember, the regular Jew will make sure that he's just simply not going ahead and adversely impacting someone, but the chassid will make sure that he's helping the other person actively succeed. All right, so we'll stop over here for today, and here's Hashem, we'll pick up again with the third category of nefesh, of spirituality, tomorrow. Disease problems. As you said.